Oh, what's up, everybody? It's Connor McNeil.
So today, we had the opportunity to sit down with Socrates Rosenfeld, who is a founder of iHeartJane. And iHeartJane is this pretty kick-ass global marketplace for consumers and dispensaries alike, where you can order and get pot delivered straight to your door. It's basically the Uber Eats of the weed industry. And if you've ever used Uber Eats, you're going to know what I'm talking about. Uber Eats is fucking awesome. So is iHeartJane. Socrates' story is pretty fucking awesome too. So Socrates was an MIT Sloan graduate. He was also an Army Ranger. He flew Apache helicopters. And really what I wanted to do is kind of tell his story and relay that story to everyone out there, because I think people should know what iHeartJane really is. Enjoy the podcast. Peace. Hey, yo, the flyest motherfucker in the room. Yeah, you know it's me. Bitches hating on him because he started out here locally. Hopefully, I'll be at the top soon. For now, I'm at my house on the couch watching cartoons. You know how much you love it when you get it in abundance. So we're here with Socrates Rosenfeld from iHeartJane. He is CEO, co-founder. What other titles you got?
Garbage guy, dishwasher, whatever it is, man.
Wear many hats.
You got it.
So Socrates has a pretty sweet company, which we'll get into, but he has an even better story. So I kind of want to just start from the beginning.
Yeah.
We grew up in pretty close to each other. I'm from Wayland, and he's from Newton, right?
Yeah. Wayland wrestling team kicked my butt growing up.
Yeah. We had a good wrestling team.
Good room.
Yeah. So after you graduated from Newton North, right?
Newton South.
Yep. Where did you go?
I went to West Point.
Went to West Point.
Yep. Cool. Ended up going to West Point for college. I joked that I graduated just barely. But it doesn't matter, because all you need to do is graduate and you get to go to the Army. So I commissioned in the U.S. Army. I flew Apache helicopters for a while.
Damn.
Went to Ranger School. Went to Korea. And then ultimately commanded a company in Baghdad, Iraq.
Really?
Yeah. Which was... a wild experience, man.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then wanted to do something else and ended up getting out of the service and coming back here to Boston for grad school at MIT.
That's wild, because obviously the military isn't like, there's probably not a lot of people from the military who get into this industry, right?
No. More and more, it's slowly becoming talked about. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of veterans that consume cannabis, right. But not as many veterans, you know, 2-3 years ago that were involved in the space as operators, and now there are more and more of them, because, you know, veterans are great for any workforce, particularly in cannabis, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, damn, I didn't know you were a Ranger.
Yeah, Ranger qualified, so, yeah.
Wow. So the way I understand, like, that setup, right?
Yeah.
What they'll do is, like, the SEALs would go in, right? They'll infiltrate.
Yeah.
And then the Rangers come in, and you guys kind of, like, once the SEALs, like, infiltrate, you guys are like, okay, we got this now.
Right? Yeah. So there's two separate factions of what a Ranger is. You have the Ranger School.
Yep.
Where, like, they starve you, and it's cold, and it's miserable. And then you are kind of Ranger qualified. And then they have a Ranger unit, which I wasn't a part of. I went to the school. I was a pilot.
Okay.
But the Ranger unit... those are the guys that are like, hey, you see that airfield? Go and just take that airfield.
Damn.
And they're a bunch of young, you know, very aggressive men that come in and will take an airfield or a town or something like that.
That's badass.
Yeah. Good friends to know.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ranger School happens.
Yep.
You finish your time serving, right?
Finish my time serving. Decide to get out. I find myself at MIT, underestimated the challenge of coming from combat into the classroom. I was a very intense human being. You know, naturally, I was even more intense because I was trained in life and death decisions.
Right.
Got to the classroom and, like, everything was intense. The way I took notes was intense. The way I had a cup of coffee was intense. I couldn't, you know, dial it down.
Right.
And so my wife actually was like, hey, maybe you should smoke a joint and
should chill out a little
bit.
Yeah,
chill out. And, you know, I was against it most of my life. I was 29 when I first consumed cannabis, and I thought it makes you – all the – can I swear on this? All the BS that you hear, you know, it makes you dumb, it makes you lazy, it's unhealthy, all these crazy things. And I tried it for the very first time, and it changed my life, man. It brought me a sense of presence. It allowed me to really connect with my loved ones again. I think most importantly is it allows you to connect with your own self,
right,
in the most authentic way. And so I wasn't just Captain Rosenfeld, Army Ranger, Apache helicopter pilot, but I was Socrates again.
Damn.
And I was more than what I was in the Army. And that was a huge eye-opening experience for me. So here I am at MIT.
This is MIT Sloan, right?
MIT Sloan.
So for those of you who don't know, that's like one of the most badass is it MBA program. Is it,
yeah, business MBA. School program. You got it. You got it.
In the country. Everyone knows MIT, and this is like next step up.
It was a really good school. It allowed me, you know, I valued my time there because it allowed me to get out of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. you know, grow my hair out.
You had long hair.
I did. I mean, when I say long hair, I mean like when I was in the Army, obviously my head was shaved.
Right.
So this is kind of long for me. Not. I gotta work on your flow.
Right.
It's a good flow. You yeah. Got
going. We got a competition, Troy and
do
I.
Do you?
Yeah. It's just a gentleman's bet, but who can
grow go?
The, yeah. Who can go the longest? God. Yeah. It's been like 6-7 months now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great. What do you get if you win?
We haven't decided. Well, like I think it's more just gonna be like for the rest of our lives we can hold it over each other's heads. You know.
Who is more stubborn? Let's see.
I think like I'm going to win.
I would venture to say, yeah. I would bet on you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries, man. Yeah, I was at MIT studying like Uber and Airbnb and seeing how fast growth technology can really transform an industry really quickly. And at night, I was like behind closed doors learning about cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, if I could ever combine those two worlds, it would be just a dream come true.
Right.
So went out to Silicon Valley, worked for a consulting company called McKinsey for a while. And I was really like, this consulting company, a bunch of smart people in a room. And they're like, we're going to study this industry very deep. And I was fortunate enough to study kind of the online marketplace.
Yep.
I got to study Amazon, Grubhub, OpenTable, Uber, 1-800-Flowers, you name it. I probably studied it. And I realized that the way people shop online for cannabis, I mean, was very different than the way they shopped online for stuff on Amazon, on Grubhub,
right.
et cetera. And I thought, the more this gets legal, the more new entrants are gonna come into the space, and the new people that come into the space are going to wanna shop for their cannabis like they shop for their burritos on Grubhub or
mm-hmm.
their rooms on Airbnb. They wanna read the reviews, they wanna be able to compare by price. They essentially wanna have the purchasing power. So we figured out a way to do it. My brother's a co-founder of mine out of MIT, and he's a really smart computer science guy. And we figured out a patented way to really make e-commerce automatic for dispensaries. And we haven't looked back since, man.
That's sweet. Yeah, that's what kind of got us into the industry also is we didn't see like, oh, people are gonna order the same way. But
right.
We just saw like, this is gonna be legal.
Right.
Everything's pointing towards that. And there's just so much open landscape, and it's just like the Wild West on the internet. So if you can get there and you can have like your thing,
yeah,
exactly. You're gonna be okay when it starts to develop.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a key point you hit on is like, just pick your one thing. You don't have to do, there's plenty of space for everybody.
Right.
You don't have to try to be everything all at once to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You see some companies trying to do that, and in my opinion, once you do that, you're never offering the best solution for one little piece. And so we said, okay, what piece do we want to help this industry with? And we said, e-commerce. So that's the only thing we do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think what's really cool about your thing is it's free.
Free.
Which is, when Tim told me that,
yeah,
that I was like, what? Like, because he showed me the whole software. He ran me through everything. I was like, this kicks ass.
Yeah.
And I was expecting, we work with HubSpot.
Cool.
And I'm like,
it's MIT Sloan company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, it's going to be like $300 a month, $1,000 a month. He's like, yeah, and I literally just go get sell a free product.
Yeah, it's pretty
Shut
good for him.
Up,
I know, man. Yeah, and yeah. He's a great salesman, and I mean, he could sell anything, and we think we have a pretty easy product to sell. So it's
that's
a good business model.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I got two questions on top of my head right now.
Yeah, please.
First one is, what's it like working with your brother?
Mm.
Is that cool, or is it something?
It's really cool, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So my brother and I. We're about 6-7 years apart. We were always very, very close growing up. And then I left pretty much at 18 to go into the Army, never looked back. And he was 12 at the time, 12, 11. So when I came back, I was 29 years old. He was now, what, 23, 24? You know, he's a young man. I kind of still treated him like a younger brother. And now we've developed into peers, and it's been awesome to kind of see his strengths and see him grow. And I'm sure he will say the same thing about me. And there's that element of trust and love that transcends like any business relationship. So
right.
We can get very honest with each other and really uncover the best solution for the company
cool.
together.
And you guys both wrestled, right?
We both wrestled. He was a lot better than I was. I still have to cheat to win.
Well, you got big brother strength.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
what I know his weaknesses,
yeah.
you know, but he was a really prolific high school wrestler. He, you know, I think he has his singlet like framed hanging up in Newton South.
Really? He's
yeah.
that good?
Yeah, he's pretty
oh,
good.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's good.
That's sick.
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
I'm going to take all the credit for it, though.
Yeah, for just beating his ass when he was younger. So my brother is 10 years older than me, and he kind of had the same thing where, like, he didn't go off to the military, but he was a huge hockey player.
Mm.
So in high school, he went to private high school.
Right.
And so he was out in Western Massachusetts when I was, like, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
And then he went off to college, and then he came home, and I went off to college.
Right.
So there was, like, literally 12 years where we were just seeing each other during vacations and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is super interesting. But now, we're, like, we're homies.
Yeah.
We kind of have this
cool.
like, newfound appreciation.
Yeah. And you're both grown men, and, like, you have your own lives and your own interests, but it's, like, real tight, cool, supportive friendship.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And now our sister works with us, too.
So that was your sister at the
beginning? Yeah, Alexandra.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
I thought Tim said that, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, yeah. Tim went to high school with us at Newton South. We have Ben Green from Newton South. We got pretty
much...
You're
just recruiting the whole Newton South
squad.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Was Ben a wrestler, too?
He was.
So you just got the wrestling team.
That's it.
You just know they work hard, and you're like, these guys are going to kick ass.
They'll do whatever it takes. And,
that's sick.
Yeah, tough group.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good.
So you're working with your brother.
Yep.
Now you're at this spot where your software is launched. You're going out and trying to find all these dispensaries to use your product. What do you see as like your next couple steps in one, like getting these dispensaries on? And then once you have like the amount of dispensaries you have on, what's your plan after that?
Great question. So I, if you think about why you go to Netflix every time, you're like, oh, I want to watch a movie. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Netflix, usually. You're like, oh, I want to buy something. You're probably going to go to Amazon. Oh, if I want to find a song, I'm going to go to Spotify.
Yep.
And so we analyze this, and we're like, why does everybody go to the same aggregator eventually, right?
Right.
And so we think it's really two things. One is you know that when you go to Amazon, they're going to have every single product that you've ever heard of. You know, when you go to Netflix, you're going to have every single documentary you've ever heard of. Same with Spotify with the songs. Grubhub with restaurants. And so for us, that's the first step. It's like, hey, let's provide really like variety. And now we've built about an online cannabis catalog that's 60,000 products.
60,000?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, pretty big. We think we can, you know, triple, quadruple that here pretty soon. But that's the number one thing. I want to make sure that, hey, I got to find a product or a brand or a category. Where am I going to go? I'm going to go to iHeartJane.com because I know they're at least going to have that, and I can read about it. The second piece why you always go back to these aggregators is because they tend to know you better than you know your own self sometimes, right? Based on how you watch movies on Netflix, they're going to put certain movies in front of you. Based on what music you listen to, Spotify does an unbelievable job of curating. Amazon is the best at it. Hey, those who bought this also buy that.
Right.
So now imagine if you're looking for a CBD topical cream, you're a military vet, you don't like to smoke, but you got, you know, body issues, you use it during nighttime. Wouldn't it be cool to be like, hey, other people like me, exactly like me, who are in Boston, buy these products from these local vendors, we would like to do the exact same thing.
Sweet.
Yeah, or, hey, if you bought this product, did you know that 70% of people who buy this product also buy these things? Which would be really cool when you start thinking about cannabis as medicine and, you know, I love learning about new effective products, and I think that's our next step is to develop and earn the trust of the consumer. And also continue to build out the best service for our dispensary partners.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Speaking on CBD.
Yeah.
So
we can't sell pot online yet. Technically, you can. You found the ways to do it, right? But so like CBD, you can ship legally across the United States.
Yeah, hemp-based CBD. You got it.
So that's what we put on our site now because we're like, we just want to have something to sell.
Sure.
And a few of my buddies hit me up. One of them had ACL surgery. Yeah. And he got infected and it was all sorts of messed up. So he's like, dude, can I get some cream? So I gave him cream and like this topical rub. And he's like, this is the one thing that just kills the pain. He's like, for 2 or 3 hours after I rub this stuff on, it's gone.
It's amazing.
And like, I have a hard time thinking like, and I understand why people have a hard time being like, oh, CBD works.
Right.
But I was here at a different convention last year.
Yeah.
And my back was killing me from walking around.
Yeah.
And this dude was like, dude, try this. And he dropped CBD into my water. I drank it 15 minutes later. Nothing.
That's amazing.
And at that point, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I knew.
Right.
I was convinced.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
I think you hit on a key point. It's like, the skeptics usually haven't tried cannabis.
Right.
I was a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was like, no way. And then it's not until you try it, and it's not for everybody. You might try and be like, nah, you know what? Like, I don't drink coffee. I like tea.
Right.
It's not for me. But until you try it, or until you talk to people like yourself who are like, hey, I actually try this, really helps me, then I think then you can start making an informed, educated decision.
Yeah.
But if you're just taking whatever the media says or government or whatever fear-mongering is going on without actually doing real research and talking to real people, real patients,
mm-hmm.
then I think, you know, whatever decision you make will be pretty short-sighted.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so that's kind of sick. So you're going more like, I guess it's big data, right? Like,
yeah.
You're going to gather all this stuff, but it's going to help everyone. Just like on Amazon, they know exactly what you also need.
Yeah.
And for like someone who likes pot, they're going to be like, oh, if you liked Blue Dream, you're also going to like these three types of pot.
You got it.
And that's sweet because sometimes I'll smoke pot, I'll be like, that was dope. Like, I like this way better. But then, one, I'll, like, forget what the hell it was.
Right.
Or I won't, like, I can't find it again.
Or you'll be like, oh, I really like, you know, this, like, Harlequin, the strain. Mm-hmm. But you like the actual Harlequin that's grown by this grower with this genetics.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you, and distributed by, or retailed by this company. That's what it is. You know, I love pizza.
Yep.
But I don't treat pizza all the same. Like, when I'm online looking for what pizza parlor I should go to, I want to know what other people in the local area have to say about this pizza. Like, what's in the ingredients? Why do they like it? All right, that's the pizza I want. And that's what we're trying to enable.
Got you.
Yeah.
That's cool. One of the things I noticed about your software is when you, like, go through the ordering process,
yeah,
it looks like you have the Domino's pizza tracker.
That's it, man.
And that's like, the coolest thing ever.
It's cool, right? Yeah. Like, Domino's is an unbelievable job. Like, your pizza's now in the oven. Your pizza's now getting in the car. It's like, cool. I know exactly where I need to be in 14 minutes.
Yeah.
This dude's going to drive up and drop it off, and it's going to be a perfect experience. And there's no reason why you can't do that with your medicine,
right?
You know, to have that every step of the way from both sides. The consumer knows exactly where he or she needs to be, and also the retailer is kind of in the driver's seat saying, hey, it's ready at this time, or hey, it's not ready yet, don't come in.
Gotcha.
And it's really automatic, and it's good. You like it?
All right, so outside of iHeart, Jane, you guys live in California right now,
Santa
right?
Cruz, man.
Santa Cruz. And you went out there so you can surf.
Surf. It was like great surf, probably some of the best cannabis in the world, and like pretty close to Silicon Valley, just close enough. Not too close, but just close enough. We're like, we got to go out there.
That's the spot?
That's the spot for now.
That's sick.
Yeah.
So I just went down to Costa Rica April.
Where in Costa Rica?
Santa Teresa.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's where Brady actually has his house.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Did you say hi to him?
He wasn't there. I was bummed, dude. So my buddy's cousin lives down there, and he said that if you go, and like during the off season, there's like a really good shot Brady will be there.
No way.
And I was like, yo, if I get to throw a football with Tom Brady, my life will be complete.
Like, share a wave with him. Shaka.
Right? So I hear you go out to California and like you got this weed company, you go out there to surf and you're Silicon Valley. That's the fucking dream.
Yeah, man.
You got it down pretty good.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and for me, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, in the Army, you're kind of trained to just do what people tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do it. That's just, or else it's not going to work out. And so you train yourself to just kind of not ask questions and go and execute. And I got out of the service, and I think a lot of veterans find themselves just trying to be told what to do, where to go next. Okay, get my MBA, go to Wall Street. Okay. But very few times, you know, they're great problem solvers, but they're never really told to just say, hey, creatively solve this problem.
Right.
There are no rules. And starting your company, like, shows you that, right? Like,
right.
Oh, man, I can take something from nothing. What else can't I do? Oh, I want to go throw a football with Tom Brady.
Right.
If you really wanted to go do it, you could figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I want to go move to California. I could just go move. You know, I quit a corporate job, making decent money. I wasn't making any money, and I thought my world was going to collapse, and I realized, like, shit, I actually don't need a lot of money to enjoy my life. I just need to surf and be able to hang out with my friends and family and,
right.
and put my passions, you know, really apply my passions. Then I'm a happy guy.
Cool.
You know, so that's it.
Yeah. So we'll end on two questions.
Okay.
And they're very related to what we're just talking
about. All right.
First is, what's your advice to someone who's thinking about entering the cannabis space?
Yeah.
Who might be hesitant because of the stigma that is marijuana?
That's a fair question,
right?
Ask yourself the question. Does your love of cannabis or your love of solving a particular problem outweigh the fact that, I don't know, your priest or rabbi or teacher or guidance counselor is going to judge you,
right?
At some point in your life, you're going to have to say, screw it. I'm going to do what I love to do. I'm going to do what I believe in. And those that judge me for it aren't really my friends, family, mentors.
Got you. I feel the same way.
That's it.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Next question. If you could tell little Socrates something, one piece of advice that you know, like, would have changed something, or like, hey, it's just going to be okay, man, chill, what would you tell younger Socrates?
It's going to be okay, man.
Yeah?
Chill. Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been in situations in life where I thought, this is it. This is like, it's never going to get any better. You know, I lost some friends in the army or didn't get a certain job that I wanted. Whatever it was, you're like, my life is over. Right? And then how many times do you look back and be like, holy shit. Thank God that happened.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for that, you start connecting the dots, then I wouldn't be where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So as a young kid, you know, if I don't get into the school, I don't get this grade, I don't, you know, whatever, get this job, you think it's the end of the world, but then you realize, you know, your older self could go back in time and be like, hey, man, everything's going to be okay. Just chill.
Yep.
It will work out.
Got you.
That's it.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Yo, I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. So this is Socrates from iHeartJane. You can find him at
iHeartJane.com. Find and order and shop for your favorite cannabis products from local dispensaries to you.
Oh, yeah. And it's, I think on Instagram, it's _ iHeartJane.
You got it.
Yeah.
_ iHeartJane. If you want to shoot us an email, it's info@iHeartJane. Reach out to us. We love hearing from our fans.
They're friendly. They'll talk to you.
We will.
Cool. Peace out.
Later.
Nice, dude.
Great, man.
That was sick.
Yeah.
Perfect. How long do you think that was?
Great question.
What's your guess?
20 minutes?
23. Dude, that was...
You called it.
Yeah, that was money.
That was solid.
Yeah. Dude, you crushed it. Great talker.
You too, man.
Yeah.
You too.
Cause I know my cue, but when they're gone, I'm back at it. She loves this song, so I blast it. Dad gets home, I hide in the cabinet. Flip my switch like gymnastics. And I'ma always be there for you. You just gotta find my plug. I'll be right here waiting for you in the middle of these speakers if you ever wanna find my love. So turn me up. You say.